Welcome to the Divergent Files podcast. Tell me one thing that created itself. Go ahead, anything. Well, you can't, because nothing you've ever seen created itself. A star didn't create itself. A planet didn't create itself. A tree didn't create itself. And neither did you. Everything that exists, exists because something else came before it, which means something had to be first. But the moment you say that, the entire universe breaks. Because if the first thing was created, then it wasn't first. And if it wasn't created, then you've just discovered the only thing in existence that doesn't follow the rules everything else does. And here's what's strange. The oldest mystery in human history isn't who created us. It's what came before God. Because the moment you ask that, you've stopped talking about religion. You are asking whether anything can exist without being created. The Anunnaki couldn't answer it. Aristotle couldn't answer it. The Bible begins after it. Modern physics can't answer it. Every path ends at the same impossible question. So tonight, we're going to follow that question as far as humanity ever has. And somewhere along the way, the mystery quietly stops being about who created us and becomes something far bigger. If you think this question has an answer, well, you're in good company. Human beings have been trying to solve it for thousands of years. Different civilizations, different religions, and different languages, also different continents, have all tried to answer it. Many of them never even knew the others existed. So I started following them. I thought Aristotle might have solved it. He followed the chain of causes backward, cause after cause, explanation after explanation, until eventually he couldn't go any farther. He called that place the unmoved mover, something that causes everything else without itself being caused. I thought, well, maybe that was it. Then, nearly 1,500 years later, Thomas Aquinas walked the same path, a different century, a different world, but the same destination. He called it the first cause. He did not claim to know exactly what it was. He simply couldn't make the chain go back any farther. So I opened Genesis. Surely, one of the most influential books in human history would finally answer the question, but it doesn't. The very first sentence quietly steps over it. In the beginning, God is already there. The oldest mystery in human history has simply disappeared from the page. So I kept looking. I crossed another continent, another civilization, another language. The Hindu tradition describes Brahman not as something that was created, but as the reality beneath everything else. Still no beginning. All right, then ancient Egypt. I thought surely this time. Nope. The Egyptians described none, the primordial state before creation itself. It was a different civilization, a different language, in a different worldview, but it was the same wall. And that's when something hit me. These people weren't sharing books, they weren't sharing borders. Many never even knew the others existed. Yet somehow, they all walked in completely different directions and stopped at exactly the same place. They did not find the same answer. They all reached the same limit. For a while, it looked like humanity had finally done it. After thousands of years, after Aristotle, after Aquinas, and after every ancient civilization that had wrestled with this question, science finally gave us a beginning. The Big Bang. For the first time in human history, it looked like we had found the first domino. The universe wasn't eternal. It had a starting point. We finally knew where everything began. But then someone ruined everything. They asked six words. What happened before the Big Bang? Well, at first I thought physics had finally solved the mystery. Then I realized it had discovered something much stranger. According to our best models, the Big Bang was not only the beginning of matter, it was also the beginning of space and time, which creates an extraordinary problem. A cause has to happen before its effect. But if time itself begins at the Big Bang, what exactly came before it? Physics was not refusing to answer the question. It was telling us the question itself may no longer work. And just when it looked like there was nowhere else to go, another possibility appeared. Maybe the universe came from a quantum fluctuation. Well, for a moment, it sounded like we'd escaped the paradox. Great. a fluctuation. In what? Well, the answer was the quantum vacuum. But despite its name, the quantum vacuum isn't nothing. It has quantum fields, structure, and mathematical laws. Something was already there. Another escape route closed, and that's when I realized physics hadn't escaped the oldest mystery in human history. It had walked straight back into it, with different equations, different language, but the exact same wall. Stephen Hawking once made a statement that sounds like it should end this documentary. He said, asking what happened before the Big Bang is like asking what's north of the North Pole. When I first heard that, I remember thinking, well, that settles it. According to modern cosmology, time itself began with the Big Bang. No time means no before, case closed. At least, that's what I thought. Then another question appeared. If the Big Bang was the beginning, where did the laws that allowed the Big Bang come from? Humanity has been doing this for thousands of years. We think we've finally cornered the mystery, then it quietly slips somewhere else. Aristotle reached the unmoved mover. Genesis begins with God already there. The Big Bang becomes the beginning. Then the quantum vacuum becomes the next layer. Every generation believes it has finally reached the first domino. Every generation discovers there is another domino standing behind it. The names change, the language changes, the mystery moves. Physics didn't fail. Religion didn't fail. Philosophy didn't fail. Every one of them uncovered something important. The deeper we search for the beginning, the farther away the beginning seems to become. And then something happened that no civilization before ours had ever done. We stopped asking how intelligence begins, and instead, we started building it. Something about this started bothering me, and it wasn't really about religion or philosophy. It was about something much closer to home. So before I say another word, think of the last thing you intentionally created. Maybe it was a meal, a text message, maybe a business, or a painting, anything. Now ask yourself, which came first, the thing or the idea of it? You already know the answer. The idea came first. The object came later. And then I realized something. You're watching this documentary right now, but long before there was a camera, before there was a microphone, before there was music, and before a single frame was edited, this entire documentary already existed. It existed as an idea in my head before it existed physically. Long before the first beam is welded, the bridge already exists in the engineer's mind. Long before a movie is filmed, someone has already watched it inside their imagination. Long before a house stands on a piece of land, someone has already walked through every room inside their head. The intention always comes first. The object comes later. That's true often enough to be interesting. And then I looked around and realized we're doing it again. For the first time in history, we're building intelligence itself. Large language models that could reason, solve problems, and hold conversations long before they ever had a body. Now, companies around the world are racing to build humanoid robots designed to carry those minds into the physical world. Once again, the intelligence came first, the body came later. Whether artificial intelligence eventually becomes conscious is a different question. Something much stranger is happening first. Every intentional thing we've ever created has followed the same pattern. Information, purpose, design, then matter. That does not prove consciousness came before the universe, and it does not prove the ancient texts were right. But it quietly challenges something many of us have simply assumed, that matter must always come first. For thousands of years, we've pictured reality as matter slowly becoming intelligent. And yet, when intelligence creates, it almost always works in the opposite direction. Now, maybe it's coincidence, maybe it isn't. But after noticing it, I couldn't pretend I'd never seen it. The eye cannot see itself without a mirror. Your teeth cannot bite themselves. A ruler cannot measure itself. A camera cannot photograph itself without another camera. Every system eventually reaches something it cannot do from inside itself. So try something. Explain the universe without using the universe. You see, you can't. Because every thought you have, every word you speak, and every observation you make is already happening inside it. And then something occurred to me. For thousands of years, we've been asking the universe to explain how the universe began while asking from inside it. The answer may exist, but if we're part of the system, then we're asking reality to reveal the one perspective we can never occupy. That would explain something remarkable. It would explain why philosophers kept reaching the same boundary. It would explain why religions began with something that simply already was. It would explain why physics can trace the universe back to an astonishingly early moment, yet still finds itself staring beyond the edge of its own equations. Maybe every path ends at the same place because every path is being walked from inside the system. And maybe that's the strangest discovery of all. The mystery was never standing at the beginning of the universe. The mystery has been standing behind our point of view. The eye cannot see itself. The eye is not broken. That is simply not what eyes do. So now I want you to try something else now. In your mind, step outside the universe. And I don't mean into space. I mean outside of space. Then turn around and look back. What do you see? Well, there is a problem. Where are you standing? Because if you're standing somewhere, then that place exists. And if it exists, it has just become part of the very universe you were trying to look at. So try again. Step outside existence itself. Where do you go? You see, every attempt ends the same way. The moment you imagine an outside, your mind quietly turns it into another inside. And then I realized I was not the only one trapped there. Everyone is. For thousands of years, we've been asking the universe to explain how the universe began. And maybe that's why simulation theory captures people's imagination. Because you imagine a character inside a video game. They see mountains, rivers, cities, people. But the programmer does not see it that way. The programmer sees the code those things are built from. Whether our universe is a simulation is a different question. What matters here is that the view from the outside would have to be fundamentally different from the view on the inside. So then something clicked. Maybe reality is not refusing to answer us. Maybe we are asking for the one perspective we can never have. If that's true, then perhaps the greatest mystery was never hidden at the beginning of the universe. Perhaps it's hidden behind the one point of view none of us can ever occupy. When this documentary began, the question was simple. What came first? I thought we were following the beginning of the universe, but I don't think that's where we ended up. Because somewhere along the way, another mystery quietly appeared. Trees don't wonder where trees came from. Mountains don't question why mountains exist. Stars don't stop burning to ask who lit the first one. As far as we know, no other animal has ever looked up at the night sky and wondered why there is a night sky at all. But we do. Somehow, out of everything this universe has produced, atoms, stars, galaxies, black holes, planets, oceans, and life, it also produced creatures that could swim, run, fly, hunt, build nests, and raise their young. And then, somewhere along the way, it produced one species that stopped, looked up, and asked, why? It was not only asking how to survive, where to find food, or how to escape a predator. It was asking why any of this is here at all. We may never know what came first, but we do know this. Somewhere, somehow, the universe produced something capable of asking where the universe came from. Out of everything we've ever discovered, that may be the strangest discovery of all. Hey, thanks for watching with me tonight. I'm Ralph. This is Divergent Files, and I appreciate you. Until next time, stay curious, stay sharp, and remember, no matter what they say, the truth is still out there. These investigations are powered by those who believe truth still matters. Thank you to our Patreon supporters. Join the mission at patreon.com/divergentfiles.